Kaylee Webb, Kaylee K-A-Y-L-E-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. Date of birth is 11-16-1985. This is for date of service 6-23-2022. Mrs. Webb is a 36-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She also has a history of gestational diabetes, polycystic ovarian syndrome, anxiety, and migraine headaches. For her hypothyroidism, she is on Synthroid 75 micrograms daily. She reports symptoms as dry skin, fatigue, weight changes, hair loss, mood swings, irregular menstrual cycle. However, she's on birth control to regulate her menstrual cycle. She has two children and she feels hot all the time. She also has anxiety and depression and takes fluoxetine for this. She states that she does not smoke, and she reports that she has gained 40 pounds over the last 4 to 5 years or so. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism, her labs were reviewed and her last TSH was 2.95, correction, was 2.65 in the setting of a free T4 of 0.9. This free T4 level is suboptimal, and therefore we will increase her thyroid medication to optimize her thyroid level and increase her Synthroid to 100 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Next number, for her obesity and history of gestational diabetes, we will start her on Victoza 0.6 milligrams once daily therapy. Next number, we will check thyroid function studies, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as TPO antibody levels and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to assess for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Next number, I have also recommended to take thyroid support through full script, and we will review the results of the patient during her follow-up visit. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.